Now, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson with the Qumran Report, and I'm delighted to have on the line talking the director of the musical, Billy. Dennis, how you doing this morning?
Oh, fantastic, fantastic, fantastic. Sun is shining. It's a wonderful day.
Yes, beautiful day. Now, can you tell our listening audience a little about your background and where you grew up at, and how did you get off into directing and writing?
I've been actually directing and writing for quite some time now. I just kind of fell into it. I was an actor, didn't really enjoy that too much, and a friend of mine wanted, he was doing a play, and suggested I come in and stage manage it for him. I didn't know anything about stage managing, but he said, I'll teach you. So that happened, and then I kind of got, the hang of being behind the scenes. And that just went into, it expanded into the other areas.
Mm-hmm.
Directing, writing, light design, choreography, everything it takes to put a show on.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it happened.
Yes. Now, where's your hometown? Where did you grow up at?
I grew up in Indio, California, in the desert.
Yes, it's hot out there.
With the cactus.
Yeah, beautiful. Out by Palm Springs. Yeah.
Out by Palm Springs, exactly.
Yeah. Now, can you tell us, what is the play Philly about?
Well, Philly is inspired by true events. It happened in 1985 in Philadelphia. They dropped, the city of Philadelphia dropped a bomb on its citizens. And 61 homes were burned. Two city blocks were leveled, and 11 people lost their lives. So it was, at that time, a city that was divided. You talk about the city of brotherly love, but at that particular time, I don't know how much love there was going on in the city.
Mm-hmm.
But so it's inspired by that event. However, as bleak as it sounds, we try to emphasize and put the spotlight on the survivors. We put the spotlight on Birdie Africa, a little 13-year-old child that at the time he was 13-year-old, and how he survived. And it talks about, no matter what you're going through, you can survive what's going on in your life, tragedies or drama, anything. You can survive. And then there's the African-American mayor. He was the first black mayor of Philadelphia at that time, W. Wilson Good,
mm-hmm.
who was a man of faith. And all this was going on around him. This happened during his tenure. So he had to draw on his faith to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another thing we highlight. With God, you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
You have the faith, you can make it.
And then also,
those are the two things that we kind of really highlight in the project.
Yep, and also another thing that I find important or unique is the fact that this was the second time that a black community had been bombed in the United States, going all the way back to Tulsa Wall Street in the 20s.
Right, mm-hmm. exactly.
Now, let me ask you this. What is the message you hope to leave with your audience?
Again, just about, first of all, it's historic.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we need to know our history. We need to know what has happened in the past so we can know where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you talked about, what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Well, this was just as important, and a lot of people don't know this,
mm-hmm.
this particular story. So I think it's important that we get stories out that tell us our history, that are a part of our history.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's a human nature story.
Mm-hmm. And then another thing... Okay. Another thing that stands out for me, I was up in the Leimert Park last night with the Roby Theater at the Vision Theater, passing out some flyers and talking to some individuals, and I was so surprised how many adults that they had no knowledge of the move situation and the bombing in Philadelphia. That's why I think this play is so important. Let me ask you this: Why did you choose the musical form to put it in?
I get that question a lot. Music transcends whatever's going on. You know, if there's racism, music kind of transcends that. If there's the different classes, social classes, music transcends that. And it provokes different type of emotion in people. You can have songs that provoke anger, that provoke, you know, sadness, happiness. You know that song, "I'm Happy"? Makes you happy when you hear it.
Yes. So
it really moves emotion, and this is what better story to have music in. That's emotional.
Yes. Now, two more quick questions. Can you just tell us a little about the composer, Gail Johnson?
Gail Johnson is awesome. She is off the chain. She's awesome. She is the musical director for Norman Brown. She's been playing since she was, I heard her tell someone, she's been playing since she was probably 3 or 4 years old. She's always wanted to play, and she's been involved with music from that early age, and she has her own band, Jazz and Pink, and she's played at different churches, and she's traveling now, as a matter of fact, nine hands a day.
Yeah.
So she has been, she's awesome, 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 awesome. I know she's won a couple of American Music Awards and different things of that nature.
Oh yeah, looking forward to that. Now, can you give us the contact and ticket information for Philly?
The name of the show, first of all, is Philly again. Philly, Philly, Philly. The show is Saturday, July 5th at 3 and 8. Sunday, July 6th at 5 o'clock p.m. at Union Center for the Arts, which is just blocks from the Music Center downtown L.A. Ticket information is, tickets are available at Inglewood Tickets, or you can call 818-754-4405.
And that address is?
The address of the theater is 120 Judge John Iso, A-I-S-O, Street.
Okay.
Just blocks from the Music Center.
Okay, thank you very much. It's Dennis Rowe. He's the director of the great musical, Philly.
Philly.
Yes.